T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back to Gresh and Keefe on WEEI.
E1131, Gresh and Keefe with you on the WEEI Sports Radio Network. We are awaiting to talk to our friend Lawrence Guy of the New England Patriots. And Keefe and I were just kind of chopping it up in studios. So next Wednesday and Thursday, after Thanksgiving, I'll be doing the Wednesday-Thursday shows from Gillette Stadium, because I'm back in the saddle of doing those 6 high school football games, the state championship games
very
again.
Very nice.
However, it's not 6 on a full Saturday, which is...
That's what it used to be, like a super Saturday.
Am I the best color analyst for this?
Yes.
No. Oh. However, I can keep my energy up for 6 straight games, and that's why.
That's it.
Quite honestly.
That's how they got the job.
I mean, I'm just going to be real about it. But yeah, those state championship games down at Gillette. Joining us right now on the Harbor One hotline is a guy who has done some good. He's played great for the New England Patriots so far this season and had a weekend off. And I would dare say in all of his years with the New England Patriots, I'm sure, you know, went to the stadium one day and then there's like high school football games that broke out. It is defensive lineman Lawrence Guy, who is with Gresh and Keefe on the WEEI Sports Radio Network. How nice was it for you to have a weekend off, Lawrence Guy, who joins us on the Harbor One hotline?
Oh, it's unique, right? You don't get those much here. But it was awesome, you know. We've been grinding it out since July. And, you know, we got a late bye week, so having this little couple of days off was awesome to recover. And that's the best thing that we were doing as players, was recovery. Because we understand the road that we have ahead, and football starts after Thanksgiving, so we have to keep that in our mind. So you're right. Came to facility once, and I was like, hey, let me take this time. I'm in here today. In here today, starting off the week, trying to get everything right before we could prepare for this Sunday.
Now, take me back to Thursday night for a moment, and it felt like there was a play where I thought you were going to get a sack, and I think it was you and Kyle Van Noy were both running right towards Matt Ryan, and then Mike Davis, the running back, had to choose. You're already laughing. That's a good sign. Mike Davis had to choose. All right, I can only block one of these guys. He blocked you, which allowed Kyle Van Noy to swoop in there for one of his 2 sacks on the game. But for a moment there, you had to think, I'm getting another one.
Oh, yes, I understand. So we're running, and I'm looking at him. I'm like, oh, I could beat him in a foot race. I'm like, I'm good. And we're going, because the crazy thing is that same play we ran in practice multiple times. And in my head, I'm like, if I get this read in the game, I'm going straight. And that's what it is. So going straight, and I looked at the running back in his eye. I'm like, there's no way he can block the big guy. Now you got to go for the fast one.
Right.
So I'm like, oh, I'm going to do it. Then I saw him look at Kyle, turn his eyes back and look me dead in the eye. And I'm just like, no, you didn't. And when he hit me, and I was like, oh, I was like, okay, I'm like, boom, he hit me. And I was like, all right, Kyle, jump. I can still get it. Then Ryan decided to run back into Kyle. I'm like, man. So I turned around, looked at the running back, and said, out of all people, you hit the lineman? He didn't say nothing. He kind of shook his head. I'm like, bro, they didn't teach you this, the most dangerous man? I am not it.
It's really funny, Lawrence, that there are those rules. Like, yeah. Right, the guy closest to the quarterback, the inside man is the closest one. He's the most dangerous, yet it doesn't work out that way all the time whenever the offenses start blocking it up.
Yeah, and it blew my mind. I got to run a couple times, and every time I got to throw the ball, I'm like, man, they don't allow me to pass as much no more, but let me get one. Like, your running back already messed up the protection on one of them and hit me on a mistake. I think it's just a given. This fall down for me.
How much pride do you guys take away in the shutout? Because in the NFL in 2021, with all the rules in favor of the offense, you don't see a lot of shutouts, and that's exactly what you guys did.
Oh, to get a goose egg is amazing. Like you said, it's just an offensive league now. Everything's changed. We can't hit the quarterback a certain way. We can't make tackles a certain way. So it's a little bit more safer for everybody all around, but it makes it a little bit more offensive friendly. So when you get those goose eggs, it's something that's super hard. Again, I think that's the first time that's been done in Atlanta since 1980-something.
Wow.
So that's always like a great thing. But as you say, once you get in the game, you get out of the game, you just understand, like, hey, this was an amazing game, but we got to keep it going. You know, we can't look at it like, oh, this is what we did. This is we haven't made a true effort. We got to keep on grinding it out because we still got a lot to accomplish. And now it's on to the next one, and we know we're about to play a really good team. Understanding what happened last week on Sunday for them wasn't. They just had a bad game, but understanding that they're going to come at it full force on Sunday.
Patriots defensive tackle Lawrence Guy is with us, and our interview with Lawrence is brought to you by Verizon. He joins us on the Harbor One hotline. Now, apparently your teammate Devon Godshall calls you the mayor because you know everything about the Patriots defense. Did that happen kind of extemporaneously? Have others called you the mayor, or are we just learning that you have the nickname of the mayor? Shoot us some info. Fill us in on this.
You got to ask him about that one, but he started saying it one day. I'm like, all right, I'm just going to let it go. Let it run with it. But, you know, that's just, everybody has a nickname, or everybody has a certain thing, and that's what he calls. He calls me, calls a couple people some other stuff, but it's pretty cool, you know. it's a pretty cool nickname. I can't lie. So it is. You just see the relationship as we have in our D line room that we're all one. You know, that's a true brotherhood that we have in there, and we could do certain things, we could say certain things, but we all know we got each other's backs no matter what.
Have you had any other nicknames throughout the years?
I have, but I ain't the source. Like last year, we had a source that told everybody's nicknames.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yes,
yeah,
you
that
did.
Is true.
Yes,
yeah.
You did.
He might have had three touchdowns yesterday
yes, in
another NFL
yeah.
locale.
Yes,
but
he did.
I guess that's another story for another time. Lawrence, I don't know how much prep you've done on the Tennessee Titans. You did characterize them as, look, they're a hard nose. They're a tough football team. We know they're atop the AFC. You know, what have you seen of the Titans? What do you know about Mike Vrabel's group?
Exactly what you just said. That is exactly who they are. They're a hard-nosed football team that could play every single down. They could run and throw the ball. Like I said, Sunday didn't really plan out for them. They had a bad game, but we can't judge one team on one game. We have to understand who they are and the characteristics of them. And we play them, I think, every single year so far. And when they come here, we know we're in for a fight, and we're going to bring the fight to them. But at the end of the day, it's all about preparation and understanding your opponent, and we got a whole week of doing that. And like I said, we're good on the road. We brought one back to Gillette, but we just got to keep that going and bring another one back to Gillette and play like we do all the time.
Lawrence, you and Matt Judon were teammates back in the 2016 Ravens. How has his game changed from then to now?
Overall, like as everybody comes in from college and all that, the knowledge of the game is there. You know, you can see the knowledge of it, the comfortability, and him just open up his full personality. And like I said, he's a real good player, a good person on and off the field. And now he's able to express that. You can see the growth over the years. You said about a lot of players, but his knowledge of the game and what he got from his veterans, he sunk that in and accepted that. And you could see, I could see all the characteristics of everybody that was in that locker room back in that day, what he took from them and what he brought to himself and his ability to study film.
The key takeaway of the week is brought to you by the Dan O'Brien Auto Group. Come into any Dan O'Brien Auto Group store today and get your awesome protection plan, keeping it awesome. And this week's takeaway is you doing good, Lawrence guy, because you and your wife, Andrea, held a massive baby shower for mothers in New England, more than $40,000 worth of products to disadvantaged families through the Lawrence Guy Family Foundation. Tell us a little bit about that whole endeavor and what a good job by you and your whole foundation.
Thank you. The Lawrence Guy Family Foundation is what it sounds like. It's a family thing. Me and my wife both come every single year. We do our Thanksgiving give back, which is today at 4. But we also do the Christmas giveaway, back to school giveaway. But the baby shower is something that touched both of our hearts. Knowing we had a daughter this off season, and it was a extreme delivery. It was a lot of complication that was happening, and we was able to be blessed to continue to be healthy. But when we was in triage, the lady next to us was going through something similar, where, you know, they had to check her, make sure her blood pressure was high, make sure everything was going. And I was there hearing, had to overhear the conversation between the support that she had on the phone, and nobody's really there to support her. So we decided to go out and buy everything that we could, you know, from stroller to diapers to car seats, to make sure she had everything that she needed for her new baby. And that was something my wife came up to me. She was like, hey, what do you think about doing a baby shower? I said, I love the idea. Let's just make sure that we get great people that can come in here. And this is what we want to get into these for the donations and what we want to give away. And we both just came out with a list of, what do we want to do? Like, hey, do we want strollers? Do we want diapers? Do we want this? And we just all both came out like, these are our favorite things from what we use for our kids, and it's the same things we want to do. Like, we donated 10 upper babies and 10, I think 20 upper babies. And anybody knows about baby strollers? We did the Vista, and they're really good strollers. And we went there like, we didn't want to give, hey, this is some cheap stuff. We wanted to give it the same stuff that we use for our kids. We wanted to do for these people. And it was a great event, you know, seeing the blessings that the women had on their faces and the excitement that they're going to bring all this good stuff home. But the best thing about it is we know that when they're done with that, they're going to give it to somebody else that's going to be in need at farther down the line. As I explained to them, like, these strollers last 20 years. We used to have ours from our first. So I've sort of been through ups and downs was for 4 years. So like, this is a tremendous blessing to be able to do it. But on top of that, it came at perfect timing. It's the holidays, the pandemic's here, and I know there's a lot of people out there that are down on their luck, and we just wanted to make sure that we were able to help out in our certain type of way.
I mean, that is so generous, Lawrence. As somebody who has a 2-year-old, you don't realize how much stuff you really do need. And you're right. If you want to get the good stuff, it's pretty expensive. So that is super kind.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, good job out of you. All right, last thing for you before we get you out of here. The perfect Thanksgiving plate for Lawrence Guy has what on it?
We got some fried turkey. We got some Hawaiian bread. Some ham, honey baked ham. We got a little bit of sweet potato. We got also got some green beans, some collard greens, and don't forget the sweet potato pie on the side.
Oof. Go, baby.
Nice plate.
All right.
That's a nice plate.
We need to get everybody on record. Yep. Lawrence Guy, mm-hmm. He's doing good, and he's playing great. And, of course, the Patriots will play the Tennessee Titans on Sunday. Lawrence, you're the best. You're great to us. You're great to the community. Keep playing well. We'll talk to you next week. Good luck. Have a great holiday, and we'll catch you soon.
Thank you. You guys have a good holiday, too.
Thanks, Lawrence. There goes Lawrence Guy. And, boy, that event that he held with the Lawrence Guy Family Foundation.
Really
NFLPA
is.
Recognized him last week for the great work in the community. Coming up, my partner is very famous for saying, taking the cheese. In fact, after the Patriots' most recent win, he took all the cheese but left a little in Las Vegas for somebody who is gobbling up the Mac Jones cheese. You'll hear it next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.